Boston, City of Angels.
Prepare for us arriving inside you.
What are you, Will Wheaton now? We're going to be at PAX East.
Yeah, we're doing it again. We're coming back to the East Coast. We're going to do a live recording of this very podcast, and we'd love for you to be there.
I like how we define Boston as the East Coast.
Isn't it? I don't know anything. I grew up in California.
What is it on the coast?
It's on a lake, isn't it? It's not on the coast. There's no water.
Find out Friday at 11 a.m. in the Bobcat Theater at PAX East.
We will have a map. I'm not going to go to them.
I'm so tired. Just please don't ask me to do cool things. Please don't do it. We have concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, I want to talk to you about spoilers.
I don't believe they exist.
You don't?
I don't believe in spoilers.
I'm so disappointed to hear that.
Here's my thing. I believe that there is a, if you and I are sitting at a diner, mm-hmm. and I'm sitting across from you and you say, oh, dude, the season finale of this show. And I go, oh, hey, actually, I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Please don't tell me. I think that's fine in that.
Okay.
But the spoiler idea of like, when I go onto Twitter and some like Vulture or Slash Film or somebody posts some editorial about a movie, a TV show or something, and people scream, spoilers, I haven't seen it, spoilers. I go, shut the fuck up.
But there is a part of you that doesn't want to know until you experience it yourself, right?
If I want a media blackout in this day and age, that responsibility is on me.
Right.
It's not on the world. That's my problem with the idea of spoilers and spoiler culture.
Fair enough. I take it as a responsibility on me as well. But
if you see a headline come across Twitter that it's about a movie that you haven't seen yet, you probably go, fuck, I shouldn't have been on Twitter. And that's the responsible attitude to have.
But that doesn't mean that spoilers don't exist. That just means that it's not the responsibility of the spoiler to protect the spoilee.
Yes.
It's the responsibility of the spoilee.
And also numerous studies have been done that have shown that spoilers actually do not lower somebody's enjoyment of an eventual thing.
Fuck those studies. Because I know how I feel.
But here's the other, the thing that the studies have proven is like, if you know what's going to happen, you're waiting for it to happen and you're waiting to see how they get there.
So you're still in a sense of anticipation.
You're still in drama. Yeah.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because, there is one man.
Is because we sat down before we recorded and I told Jeff the ending to literally everything I've ever seen. I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
As quickly as possible.
It was kind of a mishmash of.
And I'm
very important sounding things.
And I held his hands down.
Yeah, it didn't feel good at all.
And so he had to listen.
Yeah, because what am I supposed to do without my hands?
You can't
That's
cover
how
your
I
ears.
Do anything.
You can't cover your ears. I'll tell you that much.
Can't cover my ears. This is a story from the New York Times about a man who took this idea and went a little crazy with it. This is a guy who had a reaction that I had. In November of last year, after the election of one Donald Trump, that, oh boy, the world is going to get real weird and real bad. And this is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regardless of where you sit on the political spectrum, you kind of got to agree with that. The world has gotten fucking weird. Okay. This fella his name is Eric Hagerman. Pretty wealthy guy. He worked for Nike for several years, did really well, was living in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. He took the news of Trump.
I've never heard of that company or that city.
Okay, fair enough. I won't spoil it then.
I will assume that they're good companies and cities though.
Yeah, definitely okay. top tier.
Great.
He took the news very badly.
What does Nike make? Arduinos?
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I mean, not primarily Arduinos.
All right, I think I understand now.
He took the news very badly and decided he wanted to retreat from the world. He didn't want to live in a world where Trump is president, and he didn't want to know anything that happened thereafter.
Oh, what a baby.
He wanted to construct.
I lied. I do know about Portland and I do know about Nike. And this is the most Portland Nike ass employee thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go and get retreat into your little geodesic fucking dome that you built for yourself by a bespoke fucking architecture firm. You fucking Portland baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. But he did.
Oh, were you wondering how I felt about it?
Yeah, now I guess, you know. I guess I know. I mean, you're not wrong on the bespoke thing. He retreated to an isolated, farmhouse that he bought on a big piece of land, and he, constructed a cocoon around him that he has started referring to as the blockade, which is a complete and total media blackout. He does not know anything that's happening in the world and has lived for a year like this.
Good. Stay there.
Well, here's the interesting part. I know you're getting a little angry at this guy.
This fucking guy read Walden once in liberal arts school and now thinks he's the shit.
But he's not doing Walden. He's not doing Walden.
That's what I'm saying.
But he's not completely retreated from life. Like, he goes to coffee shops. He's a big Cleveland Cavaliers fan. He watches basketball games.
This fucking guy.
He does.
Imagine the guy that shows up to the coffee shop and says, "I don't own a TV."
Yeah.
But times 100. That's who this guy is. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get almond milk in that? I'm sorry. I forgot to ask for almond.
Oh, absolutely. I'm happy to do that. Here you go.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, hey, what's going on with you?
Oh man, it's been a crazy week. Have you seen the news? It's like,
oh no, I don't do that. No.
Oh, you don't watch the news?
No.
Well, let me tell you, because it's been crazy.
Oh,
because
no, no, that's okay. No, I found that I just, I don't need it. And my head is just like so much clearer, and I just get so much more done when I don't watch the news or read the news or see the news.
Probably be aware, because they're going to be raising all of our taxes.
Oh, no, I don't care about that. I'd rather not hear about it. No spoilers, please.
Well, but
I have an accountant that does that, because I find that I'm able to be more in the moment if I'm not thinking about money and how money works.
Well, also, there's going to be a big weather system moving in, and there's actually an evacuation.
No, I don't think about that either. I'd rather not. I just like, I let the weather be what it is, which is just like a force of nature. You know, if we try to like wrangle the weather or respond to the weather, you know, I just find that I free up so much more space for all my creativity when I just don't, sorry, that was my iPhone.
Your iPhone just twinged?
I don't want to talk about it.
You didn't turn notifications off your iPhone?
Are you sure this is almond milk?
Yeah.
No, because it doesn't taste like almond milk. Anyway, did you catch the Cavs game?
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
So
this fucking guy has just decided to live like a child. I want to be a child, and I want to not know anything except what I want to know. And I want to know the basketball scores, but I don't want to keep up with local government. And I don't want, I want to live in my fancy reconstructed reclaimed wood farmhouse, but I don't want you to come there and tell me about government. Fuck this guy.
Well, Well, his methodology is kind of interesting.
Sure.
He goes in the morning, he drives a half an hour to his coffee shop where he orders his coffee.
Fucking guy.
And he brings headphones to listen to white noise. So he doesn't overhear anybody else in the coffee shop talking about the news.
I bet he's got his headphones plugged into one of those like particular, you remember there was like a Kickstarter or something for a company that I think they were called like Buddha Box or something. And it was literally just like a tiny bespoke box that just made white noise. And that's all it made. And I bet that's what he has. And
because
he doesn't want to hook it into a phone.
Yeah. Well,
didn't think to buy a coffee maker at his fucking farmhouse.
Well, he likes the coffee made by Donkey Coffee, which is a half an hour from his house.
Fucking guy.
And the Donkey Coffee employees all know, they say the baristas know that they're not supposed to talk to him on topics that make him uncomfortable. And then he goes and he watches all the Cavs games, but he watches them on mute in case any of the announcers mention anything that's happening in the news. He has no TVs in his house. He recently took a trip to San Francisco to visit his brother, and it was an entire ordeal of
because he made it an ordeal.
Yeah,
this guy Why does he have to push his fucking bullshit on everyone? Jeff.
It's just a request that he has of other people.
It's just a simple request that he has of other people to only give him information that he needs at a time that he needs it, in a way that he needs it. Well, this request is made of everyone in society, whether they've met him before or not.
Right.
So please understand his needs preemptively and proactively.
He's doing things to prevent the information from getting to him. And then he makes a simple, polite request to other people just not to talk about things in his presence. Now, I'll push back on you a little bit and
say,
yes, because why?
You don't want to. You just want to put, you're pushing back on me academically because you feel like it will be a more interesting conversation if somebody academically pushes back on this fucking guy.
Well, also,
you don't have to do that. We don't have to do that.
I make extraordinary requests of people not to talk about movies or movie trailers around
now,
me.
But here's the request that you make. You say that you don't want to hear about movies or movie trailers. You say it to your friends and your family. You say it to people who know you. You also very carefully make sure to avoid that stuff on your own on social media.
Right.
You are doing what we talked about in the beginning of this conversation, which is you are putting the effort of the request onto you.
I think he is too.
No, mostly. He's not.
I mean, in the same way that
if you walked into a coffee shop and somebody was talking about the end of fucking whatever movie, you'd be like, shit, man, it's a bummer that I heard that. This guy would be like, listen, the baristas know that they're not supposed to talk about movies around me when I'm in here, which is like, why would you make that fucking request of anyone?
Well,
somebody who works in the service industry.
No, he puts the white noise things in his ears. Like, he's doing his part. He's not totally walking into a place and going, attention, everyone.
This is so,
I don't know anything about the world.
Yes,
don't
he
talk
is.
About it.
This is so performative. This is such a performative way to do it.
He does say in the article that it is partly a form of protest. So he is making a point in doing it. And I think that's honest.
What a good and useful protest in a time when you don't agree with what's going on in the world is to sit back quietly and plug your ears like a child. Oh, your protest is noticed. Single one guy who's protesting by sitting on his couch. Ooh, you truly are the resistance.
I mean, I'm having a
that's
hard
like
time
calling
disagreeing
me,
with
that's
you.
That's like saying I'm protesting politically because I sit inside and watch TV all day. I'm not protesting politically, Jeff.
I see, because now you've gotten into a place where I very vehemently agree with the fact that it is all of our responsibilities to sort of stand up against things we disagree with. But the thing I will say about this guy and what he's doing is he claims that he is living a more peaceful, better life. He has a sense of calm and
in
serenity,
passive aggressive Pacific Northwest way possible.
But no,
you
but
are correct.
Don't you know?
No.
Disavow this too strongly. Do you think that if you could snap your fingers and not inconvenience other people and not be a dick and not be an asshole that has to, you know? Do you think, would you love that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind version?
Are you ready for the fucking prestige of this episode, Jeff? Are you ready? Because I've been sitting on it.
Yeah.
I haven't had Twitter or Facebook on my phone in 2 weeks.
Really? You did it.
Fucking prestige, baby! I'm doing what this guy does, but I'm doing it responsibly.
Well, we're just talking a level of scale now.
It is just a level of scale. There is, in every decision, a level of scale. You have got a toddler at home, basically. Almost a toddler,
yeah,
right?
He's a toddler.
He's a toddler. There is a scale of emotional and intellectual reaction that I'm sure you see in your toddler every day.
Right.
If you are handed a plate of food that you don't like, you can either swipe that food off your fucking table like a toddler and scream no.
Right.
Or as it sits in front of you, you can either say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't actually like this. It looks amazing. I'm sorry. I know you took time to prepare it. Or you could sit and you could eat it, even though you don't like it, because you know somebody prepared it for you.
Right.
There is always a scale of reaction. You can go on a certain amount of a media blackout. And I do believe that in particularly psychically
trying
times,
yeah,
you should. What I found for me and Twitter is I'm just constantly scrolling and angrily just feeling anger.
Right.
And it's just like hot take after hot take after headline after headline after headline. And at a certain point, you've taken all you can emotionally and you've taken no action. But an entire day of taking in all this bad shit is emotionally taxing and makes you feel like you've been taking action all day. I've been resisting all day. Right. No, you haven't. You've been reading all day and you've been angrily thinking about resisting all day.
Right.
By removing that cycle and deciding I'm going to take in important news in a specific way, it is, you should know about the world around you. That is part of being an adult and part of being in society.
Yeah.
Yeah. So know about the world around you. Participate in the world around you. If you need to limit that to a certain extent because you're finding that only a certain amount is useful, that's okay. What's not okay is running away into your own bubble where literally no one notices and calling it a form of protest.
Well, we notice, we're talking about it.
As far as anybody knows, you're just the asshole at the coffee shop. This is like a New York Times editorial that is specifically written so we can hate on this guy. And that's fine.
Right.
And, you know, we got our 15-minute podcast out of it. But I'll tell you what this guy is doing is obviously not a form of protest and is not a form of participation and is not making any change in the world.
I don't disagree 100% with you. I will give it more credit in just being an interesting experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And for in that sense, just scientifically, like, what can this be accomplished in our modern time? Can you decide to not become a hermit, not become, not retreat 100%, still participate in the world and go out into society. And he has a social life.
Yeah.
He has imposed on his friends in that social sphere.
Yeah.
But I think it's an interesting experiment. Like, we live in this very connected universe. Can you disconnect and still be a person?
Do you know how you do the same experiment without being an asshole? You sit down at the coffee shop with everyone and be like, listen, guys, if you don't mind, I just can't talk about politics today.
Right.
And the end. I've done the same fucking thing that this guy's done.
I think you ascribe a certain stringence and malice to
the man moved to a farmhouse. There is a certain amount of stringence that is implied in the context that you are not picking up on or you don't want to pick up on.
Well, he also, I mean, the part I haven't mentioned yet is he's also like part of what he's spent that last year doing is like rehabilitating this farmhouse and turning into a public space that he's going to open up and like he's trying to do something positive in his time. Like, he's trying to turn this into a place where people can gather and meet and turn into a public space. So that's kind of cool. But it
just sounds like he's making everybody come to his house. If I can be honest, it just sounds like he doesn't want to drive the half hour for coffee anymore. He's like your friend. It's like when you
game nights.
It's like when you fucking moved to where you moved to, or like or like Trish would move to where she moved to.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we've got the sickest house and we're gonna have come these over. Huge game nights and we're cooking dinner. You should just come over. Fuck you. I know that's a 90-minute drive. How dare you?
Well, because it's nice.
Everybody come to me. Why don't you bring a donkey coffee while you're coming to this nice game night that I'm having at my farmhouse in the middle of nowhere? How dare you, sir? I don't like this guy. I don't know if you picked up on it. I'm sorry if I'm being subtle. I'm sorry.
It's, you know,
I'm trying not to be as confrontational. That's why I removed the Twitter and everything. So
good.
If I'm being too subtle about not liking this guy and thinking that he's worthless, please let me know.
No, I think we picked up on it.
All right, good.
I think we got what you were laying down.
What do you all think about this guy? You can let us know on Twitter. I'm only on there every once in a while.
The Prestige.
I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata, and I will read every fucking tweet.
If you want to get a hold of me and you're a concerned citizen, probably the best way to do so these days is on the Discord or the Facebook group. Let's say the Discord.
Yeah.
And if you want to join the Discord, that is available to anybody who supports the podcast at $1 or more per month, just $1 a month.
It's so easy to just give us $1 a month, and it really makes sure that the show continues and we get to keep creating these. And
you just get a nice, quiet farmhouse that we've built for you outside of the stress of everyday life.
It's so nice here.
It's just $1. Head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns to find out more.